So, this is it, huh? All your stuff packed up? Ready to go back to the capital? Well, about that. Figured I'd go too. I want to protect this village, and I know we need all the help we can get. Figured I would train under the knights in the palace, learn what I need to, and then return home. Oh, I take it you're pleased. Didn't know you had a soft spot for me. Of course, couldn't just let you run off with a prince by yourself, especially not after what you told me. I know, and it will probably be fine. I don't see a way as to how Blake could ever not love you, but just in case, I want to be close. If and you need me, I want to be there. Hey, no more tears. We've shed more than enough. Besides, I've got no doubt you're going to get your happy ending. Gonna ride into the capital on the back of a horse with your royal heir. Talk about pomp and circumstance, eh? Hey, look at me. It's gonna be fine now. Really. You know who you are. And that's a win, right? And who knows? Maybe you can sneak me into the royal kitchen and for some of those cinnamon rolls of yours. Oh, come on. I'll at least save you one, I promise. Anyway, gotta go grab my stuff. I'll see you later.
I trust you're ready. We don't have to go. If you want to stay here, we can. No. I'm done doing what others tell me. I lost you once. I'm not doing it again. If you wanted to stay here in the bakery, then I would too. Then you're certain. All right. You can finally be welcomed into the palace properly. I'm sure. This time, it will be different. I will protect you from anything that tries to harm you, I swear. But before we go, I wanted to show you something. It will only take a moment. This way. When I first arrived here, I wandered off from the knights. I needed some time to just gather my thoughts. I found this glen. It's lovely, isn't it? The stream and the blooming cherry trees. The last time we saw each other, I asked you a question. But I did it wrong. I was too hasty, too sudden. You deserve better, much better. I wondered how best to ask you. I thought about being back in the capital. Fireworks, music, dancing. But that was my life, not yours. I wanted to make this special for you. So, I asked Ezra. Oh, he was only too happy to give his opinion. But he was right. This is our moment. Why should we share it with the court? We've been apart for the past year. You've made a new life here. You've made new friends. I worry that I would be taking you away from something you want. But I'm too selfish to let you go. Maybe I'm pathetic like that, I'm getting off topic. The point is, I want to make it clear just how much I love you. How much I care for you. I don't care what anyone might say. All I care is what you think. So, will you do me the honor of becoming my partner? Then a yes, then. Here. It's my mother's. She told me to hold on to it until I found someone I cared for. I didn't understand what she meant back then, but I do now. So, we're ready. No, love. Never again. You couldn't get rid of me even if you tried. I swear, I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you. So, if there's an issue, please talk to me about it. We can solve anything if we're together, I know it. Cheesy? Maybe, but it is true. We should get going while we still have the light. It'll be a long ride to the capital. Are you ready? Good. I love you too. Let's go home.
Hello, everyone. As you may have noticed, Spooky Month is unfortunately at a very sweet and bittersweet end. I got to visit family, and I'm back. I recorded this well ahead of October. Apparently I'd missed this script. This is technically the season finale, but it also feels like a good way of bridging kind of between season 1 and season 2. What season 2 is going to hold, I have no idea. It hasn't quite been written. But I did want to get this out in the month of November, that way you guys have a little something to kind of get you back into the rhythm of things. This week, this audio is coming out. Next week is likely going to be part 4 of the Arrange series, which I am trying to do my best to catch up on. I've been doing a terrible job, it's a massive undertaking, and I need to be ready for it. We'll be going back to a return to form. I'll be trying to do a little bit more scripts, trying to do a little bit more improvisations. That being said, for us in America, the month of November usually means Thanksgiving, so let me know what you guys want to hear, if you want to hear something cute, if you want to hear something funny like I did last year, where I did my best Bob's Burgers impression, which I still feel was hilarious. And let me know what you guys think. You guys have a few weeks out to give me an idea of what you want to hear. That being said, the month of December is going to be probably more holiday-themed slash Christmas-related stuff, unless you guys want to hear something completely off the wall and completely different. October was a bit more experimental for me. It was also me doing spooky stuff for me at that point. And even the spooky stuff wasn't really that spooky, there's just a lot of goofiness. Obviously with the cryptids, I had so much fun. One thing I did differently though that got me thinking was the monster under the bed. That audio is way different in terms of how I present the audio, and is probably the closest thing to actual ASMR that I'm going to do. I want to know if you guys want to hear more stuff like that. If you haven't listened to it, it is different. Go ahead and give it a listen. Tell me what you think. I've had a lot of great feedback on it, and I'd love to hear what you guys think, and if you want to hear more audios like it. Not necessarily the monster under the bed, but just like the whispered audio, if that's something you guys are into. In the meantime, I want to thank you all very much for watching this video, for listening to this audio, for like, sharing, subscribing, and hitting the notification bell so that you don't miss any of my audios. And of course, a huge shout out to my patrons. You guys have been wonderful to me. I cannot thank you enough for all of your support. In the meantime, I look forward to your feedback, and I can't wait to hear from you guys in the next audio. Sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.